Here are today's top stories. Governor Bruce Rauner made a special trip to City Council to A, try out the leather high-back chairs, or was it B, to play a quick game of grab ass and drink a $1,000 bottle of wine with his buddy Rom? Or was it C, to shake down City Hall? If you answered C, you're as cynical as me. Rauner delivered a short speech to the alderman today saying, "You can't get what you want until the state gets what it needs." Geez, Batman much, Governor Rauner? So essentially, he's going to give money to Chicago if aldermen kill unions and anything else that may strike the governor as liberal Democrat. We good? Let's see how the aldermen respond. Oh, they were sleeping? Yeah, they are comfortable chairs. But the council did approve the big torture fund to pay off victims from the John Burge era. This is the first ordinance of its kind in the country. This is a big deal for two reasons. One, it effectively admits guilt. The city is saying John Burge did do something wrong. He was never convicted for abuse or torture, just for perjury. This is a great thing for any society to have some recourse if an officer of the law breaks the law. But again, the cynic in me sees this as number two, a government maneuver to avoid huge payouts for when juries and civil trials decide in favor of a torture victim. So it protects butts and possibly avoids bigger payouts, right? Am I totally off base on that? God, so cynical tonight. Anyway, this is a huge day and a formal apology is noteworthy. We'll talk with some Burge victims coming up in a minute. What else? Emmanuel wants people plazas. Do you see this? A weird pop-up hangout place in city-owned vacant lots. Aldermen are skeptical because they want to know how much advertising will be used. It's a tough call. I like the idea of using vacant space for something other than a place to throw your orange pop can. But I also don't want the mayor to turn every open space in the city into a spin this wheel and get a free roll of certs kiosk. Oh, and finally, Alderman said no to giving a $3 million tax break to Spike Lee to make his film Chi-Raq here in town. If I told Spike once, I've told him 1,000 times, just put a parade scene in, have the aldermen walk around like they're big dogs. Boom, they'll pay. That or get Peter Cetera or Dennis DeYoung to do the title track. Dennis DeYoung, that's worth at least $3 million. In weather, it's hot. It got hot. Looking at possibly 90 degrees this weekend. If anyone has a boat, pick me up. And in sports, today was the 17th anniversary of the 20 strikeout game for Kerry Wood. Remember that slurve? One of the best pitching performances ever. And on a team that ended up making the playoffs for like a minute. Best part of that year that nobody remembers? Kevin Tappany had 19 wins. 19 wins! Second most wins since? Guess who? John Lieber. He got 20 a couple years later. In hockey, the Blackhawks have that June feeling going, don't they? You know that feeling where it's like 85 out, but you still got to wear your Tony Amonte jersey to the bar? Here we go. And of course, we'll have updates on Game 2 of LeBron and his full head of hair versus our Bulls, who somehow hate the coach. And the Chicago Bears signed Kevin White today. Is it just me? I like my first-rounders holding out a bit. It's like gives them mystery, Cedric Benson style. Especially if they end up being a bust. It makes you hate them even more. And finally, Kylie Jenner, one of the younger Kardashians, admitted today that her lips are fake. Yep, she's 16, and she has fake lips. That's it. That's all. I got nothing. Well, that's the carryout for May 6, 2015. Thank you for listening. Do you need any extra napkins or forks? No? Good, because I don't have any.